Okay, well, just waiting for an agent.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tariq. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Tariq. This is Evelyn over at Capital One on recorded line. I'm with the Fraud Protection Department. I'm here on the line with Ms. Cherilyn McPherson. And she's our mutual customer here. And we're calling because she had a charge on her account that she did not request to be subscribed to or put on a recurring charge, but it was charged. And then she called on March 31st, and she thought that it was already taken care of, but it looked like there's some things that wasn't straight out correctly, according to her understanding. Could you help us today to kind of clear that for her?
Yes, ma'am. What's her zip code?
Okay. Ms. McPherson, could you go ahead and verify your zip code, please?
98166. And Ms. McPherson, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me, please?
13903 16th Avenue Southwest, Burien, Washington, 98166.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here that you have like some lavish gray skincare and cream that helps reduce your wrinkles on like February 13th, 2021, and it was on a 14-day trial that you had to call in and cancel. That's the reason you only paid just shipping and handling for it. And on the 15th day, there's a bill for a full amount of each product, which is why you see the two charges on your account for $94.90 and $85.90.
Okay, so are you saying that you just sent me a sample and, I mean, that you sent me the full thing and I still owe for that?
Yes, ma'am. That's why you're seeing the two charges on your account, because it was only on the 14-day trial.
Okay. So she understands that she did do the trial. However, she did not know that she's being put on a recurring, charge for a subscription. So she didn't realize she was going to be charged with $85.90. There's nowhere on that that says that.
When she clicked mm-hmm. that box, saying she was 18 years older, the terms conditions were in there about the trial, and that it was on a 14-day trial, and she agreed to the trial within that box.
Okay. And,
all right.
And were you supposed to send her the product? How fast did? When did you send her the product for trial?
So the product that she had ordered was on February 13th, and she received it on the 19th of February. And then they just charged her for like 14 days out there on the 2nd of March.
Okay. And
okay. I understand now. This is really a kind of like a scam.
Ms. McPherson, did you receive that product?
I received the ones that I thought were samples. But I realize now it's just a scam. As long as they don't ever send me anything again, never, and as long as I'm off that subscription, that's fine. I'll pay for them. I'm the stupid one, but I'll never fall for that again.
Mr. Terrell, is there any way you can help her with this since she did not know that she was being put on a subscription?
So I will help her. What I would do for Ms. McPherson is I will refund her 50 cents of both of those charges.
The $94.90 and the $85.90, sir?
Yes, ma'am. So of the $94.90, okay, she'll be getting back $47.45, and of the $85.90, she'll be getting back $42.95.
Okay, so you're giving her a discount, or you're giving her the full refund?
Give her 50% of the both charges.
Discounted amount.
Of the 50%?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And her subscription has already been canceled.
Yeah,
is that correct?
It's already been canceled.
Okay. And when will she expect to see this credited back onto her account, the 50% discount?
It takes up like 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business day? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling Close Support. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Have a
Bye-bye.
Wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay.